Hey boys, I know you're not available this week, so I had an idea. I just recorded a pod for Meanwhile at Managed Comics with Adam Bang Freeman. What if I went ahead and used that for the Data Bros this week, since both Managed Comics and Comic Shop Assistant are part of the new fan confidence rating?
Yeah, buddy, that sounds like a great idea.
Good. Sorry, Django.
You go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
No. Like I was saying, that sounds like a really good plan. Like you said, we're knee-deep in the storm moving. It's crunch time.
Yeah, like I said, I think running that interview that you did with Adam Freeman sounds like a really good idea.
All right, with that out of the way, can I do the thing?
Yeah, do the dang thing.
An all-new Data Bros starts now.
Coming to you from top-secret field offices worldwide, these brave men and women fight a battle for truth, justice, and good, clean data. These agents of change make up the Bureau of Records, Objects, and Standards. They are the Data Bros.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. It is me, Brian Garside, and I am here to chew bubblegum and talk about comics. And this week, I've got a very special guest. But before we get to that, some ground rules. I'm going to let you know that we are going to run a tight 30. The sucker is going to be in and out by 4:30 because it's Halloween and everybody's got tons of things to do for Halloween. So if you got something to say, say it in the chat. We got Jeffrey Figley. Look at that. It's a fellow data bro here already. Let us know who you are in the chat, and we will definitely shout you out. But before we go too deep, let's bring in our special guest, Adam Freeman. How you doing, buddy?
Hey, oh, it's me. I was wondering who it was, and it ended up being me.
Look at you. So today we are going to talk the fan confidence rating, yes. The brand new FCR. That you announced at New York Comic Con.
It's a sexy acronym, isn't it? FCR. Right? It just feels important.
You know, if there's one thing that everybody knows about me, it's that I love a good acronym. Oh my gosh. Can't get enough of it.
Well, you are a bro after all.
Let's jump right into it. So we're going to talk today about what the fan confidence rating is, how it works, what are the benefits, and let's dive in. This is Adam. Adam, you are the owner of Prana Direct Market Solutions.
Yes, I am.
You are the former vice president of sales and operations from Bad Idea.
Yep, that's correct.
Former VP of sales for Valiant Entertainment.
I sure was.
You were, what was your role? What was your position at Top Cow?
Director of sales and marketing.
Director of sales and marketing. Look at that. Yeah. That wouldn't have fit on the slide. I don't think it's too long.
No, it's really tough. A lot. Yeah.
And you're an Eisner Award-winning retailer for Brave New World in Santa Clarita, California.
That is very true. 2008. It was somewhere. There's a video on YouTube of me crying while I'm receiving it.
Really?
I was set up. That's amazing. Whole story. We don't need to get into it, but yeah, that's very true.
That's so great. Yeah. Well, we're going to talk today about the fan confidence rating, and this is something that I know you and I had talked about a little bit before. Before we even started this, I have been kind of shouting to the hills for a long time that sales data isn't nearly as important as data before the sale. And my thing was always like, I liken it to the newspaper. When I went to school for television production, my journalism teacher said that the newspaper should really be called the old paper, because by the time the news comes out, it's already happened. And I feel the same way with the sales data, that by the time the sales data comes out, what are you going to do? Like, you can either celebrate or cry, and that's your two choices. Whereas if you know what's going on with pre-orders and subscriptions, and if those needles are moving, you can move those needles before the final order cutoff. And after that point, your numbers are set in stone. So yeah, that was the thing we started talking about.
So when I was a retailer, I had an early version of what is now Comic Suite in my shop, and I loved numbers. Like, I, you know, learned to write some real basic SQL code, and just I wanted to understand what the data was that was driving my decisions in ordering. And it's been part of my obsession. How we ended up meeting was my general interest in comic shop POS data. Later, when I was working as a publisher, we would be able, I would track all of our sales right down to the copy, and see what stores they were coming from and see how those would change over time, and really try and understand the most that we could out of that data. And then later, when I started working, when I started Prana and started working freelance, I met up with a POS system that will remain nameless, and he showed me some data that he was able to pull together of a particular title that was, you know, the fan orders were low, but the retailer orders were through the roof. Right. And you know, he was saying like, this is going to lead to a crash. And I thought, we should all have this.
Yeah.
And I did attempt to do that. I did attempt to do that there, and it did not quite work out. And so luckily I've been tinkering with this idea for so long, which is, what data do we need as publishers, as retailers? What data allows us to make the best decision for our companies? And learning to read that data, read those tea leaves in a way that is actually practical and can make decisions that will be additive to the company. That's been the question, and that's what led us here.
Well, let's talk about exactly what it is. Talk to me, Adam. What is the fan confidence rating?
So the fan confidence rating came out of an arrangement that we have, Prana and Managed Comics. We also have Comic Shop Assistant. Shout out to Jeff Figley in the chat, who's doing incredible work. We also have arrangements now with, I believe it's 6 other retailers of varying different sizes, including some of the biggest in comics. We're also talking to that many publishers about adding their data in as well. But it is an aggregation of all this data that allows us to take a look at how sales change over time. And the first rating that we're using is this FCR, the fan confidence rating. I should note that there's been a lot of conversation about this, but it's not the last of our metrics that we're going to be building. It's just where we started. And the reason we started there is because it's the first indicator that a retailer has of what the health of a book is going to be. It's the best indicator of what marketing is going to, how effective has it been in selling this book. It is the single indicator that says, you're spending your money on advertising right, or you're doing the right interviews, or you picked the right cover, or you have the right sales incentives, or whatever those things are that are going to get you in front of fans. Because what we're doing is we're taking the subscription numbers, those pull boxes, those pulls, whatever your store calls them, and we're adding those to the pre-orders. And that's generally, yes, I want Ultimate Spider-Man, but I want every cover of Ultimate Spider-Man. Mm-hmm. So those extra covers come in as pre-orders. We take those. We do some mathematical voodoo so that we can begin to normalize that data over time, so that we can compare what happened a year and a half ago to today. And we take a look at what is the change? What is the change for this publisher? What is the change for this title? How is this title coming out compares to other titles from that publisher? All these things lead to the fan confidence rating, meaning how confident are fans in ordering this thing before it comes to the shelves?
Cool.
Yeah.
That's awesome. So right now, 177 Managed Comics locations. Actually, I think that's a lie. I think we're like 188 or something like that now.
Well,
Craig would know better.
I started this slide a while ago. True.
Comic Shop Assistant has 40, and you've got those agreements that you mentioned. So by the end of the year, we'll be looking at more than 200 locations plus 50 for Comic Shop Assistant. So yeah, this thing's going to grow all the time.
I think we're probably, my projections are right, I think we're going to hit about the 300 stores. And I think that's going to translate to somewhere in the neighborhood of 30,000 to 40,000 unique customers.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
32K, right. Exactly.
Representing the largest available data set of consumers and retailers available today.
And that comes from, you know, knowing who the biggest retailers are and kind of who they pull from, how many customers they pull from. Like if you just had one of those big retailers data, you wouldn't have as much as we have.
Yeah.
So this is the largest platform available.
So what will this actually teach me?
Well, all right. So that's a great question. And it is one that we're trying to answer for the whole industry at first. We're going to dig into how different publishers are performing, how different titles are performing. But the first question we wanted to know was, how are single issue comics working in stores? Why did we focus on single issue comics? That's a great question, Adam. I'm glad you asked it. We focus on single issue comics because that is the value proposition of the comic shop. And comic shops are what, you know, keep you in business, what keep all of us in business. And so knowing their health often comes from single issue sales. And people were talking about how bad things were, you know, there's always doom and gloom. So we wanted to know, sure, what is the truth? And this is the graph we were able to come up with. If you look back to January 2023, I would arguably the bottom of the dip post-COVID, when that we had that big spike, we still go back to there and you look today, you see a very solid, healthy growth curve. Mm-hmm. And we see big bumps, like things like we see from our friend Ultimate Spider-Man. Thank you for pushing people into stores.
Yeah.
And then a drop, which I'm still trying to understand, but I believe was just kind of a hangover of those big sales. But we see that this continual rise is what leads to health, the health of the comic shops, the health of, you know, comics distribution, health of publishing. 38% sure growth since January 2023.
And I can't wait until we have October numbers and we get to see what happened with Batman and Absolute Wonder Woman. I think this is going to be like spectacular.
I'm already looking at early numbers for this, and it's real, real strong. We're continuing that. Obviously, we're continuing that movement.
For sure. Now everyone still wants the horse race. Everybody wants to know who's on first and who's on second,
and they all want to play fantasy comics publisher.
That's right.
That's all we all want. Yep. So we wanted to say, all right, if this is what everybody wants from this data, let's just quickly pull this out, and it's not that difficult. And what you can see is, you know, anybody who follows comics really as closely as us and the people that are in the chat, I mean, this is not really surprising to you. First, we decided, what do retail dollars look like? If we take this fan confidence rating and we extrapolate out the cover prices, how much revenue is this driving? And so who are the big drivers of this? And you can see this list. It's really basically the same if you're looking at units or dollars for the first, say, six or seven. We'll see, I think the next slide is units. But the big people at the bottom, I think, are actually really interesting. Dynamic Forces. We would not have seen that going on top of along with Dynamite otherwise without this data. Distillery, I think, because they have made some choices that have not maximized sales inside the comic shops. Those we probably wouldn't see them except in dollars. And they, you know, made when they we put this out, they I think we put out a big press release about being number nine. They loved that. So
for sure.
So yeah. This was not surprising, but it is good to see who the players are when you talk about dollars.
Chip came over to me immediately and said, See Garside, we're number nine. It's awesome.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, and when we look at those in units, obviously those first handful are pretty much the same. I mean, Marvel obviously is going to be killing it no matter what. DC is coming in strong. I think we do this next month. When you see the October numbers, you're going to see DC, you know, I think taking a little bit more of that back. Image and DC, that was a big surprise to me, was how close they are. Like it's really interesting to see that. But seeing these bottom few players, seeing Oni Press, arguably like some of those EC books, some of that push for single issue comics in it for a company that does a lot of lots of original graphic novels, right? Because so all of that is left off of here. Mad Cave, who is I know from them, a big part of their business is the graphic novels into, like, you know, for kids books and that sort of stuff. They're they are actually beginning to jump in here into the top 10 when we look at units. So they're actually moving product, which I think is incredible.
Yeah. Yeah, that's awesome. So who are we going to let see these amazing reports, Adam?
That's great.
So far, the only people who have seen them are people who were in the room at New York Comic Con.
Yeah, exactly. And I will tell you, it was fun watching this crowd of people as I'm pitching, you know, some of our clients, and they're all like, you know, messing with their phones or talking to people on the edge. And then I start throwing up this data and like all eyes. I'm like,
every single eye in the room just focus. It was amazing. I actually have video of you like announcing the partnership, and most people are looking down. But then slowly you start seeing people like look up, and I was just, I was in love with it. It was the best.
Oh, it was so good. Yeah. So who are we using? Who are we giving this these learnings back to? Obviously, primarily, we want to make sure that we're taking care of the retailers who are part of this data. And the reason that we're being so careful with the rollout, so slow, if you ask me direct questions about what are you planning on doing in 2 or 3 months, I cannot answer them because we want to make sure that we are being as respectful and as controlled as we can with any of this data. Mm-hmm. And I know we're going to get more into that, but I just want to make sure that is their primary concern.
Yeah.
So anybody who is contributing to this data, including the retailers involved in Managed Comics, including the retailers involved in Comic Shop Assistant, including those that give to, you know, that do this independently, the publishers who give us their sales data, what we're doing is we're doing a limited amount of reporting that we're then going to give back to you. And our goal is to give you a tool that you can use. Now, we're still assessing what that is, and we're still talking to Brian. We want to be talking to Django and Jeff about like what can your stores use. I would actually recommend that if you're listening to this and you're actually interested and you're one of those retailers, reach out directly and say, I would love to see this. Because our feeling is if we can give you the data that's going to allow you to order more responsibly or even feel more confident in ordering books that you maybe normally would have been a little more careful with, I feel like that's a win for all of us because it gives you a chance to grow and it gives the entire industry a chance to grow. So that's our goal in creating these reports. And we're still working out the details of how those reports are going to get distributed. But primarily these will be for like the Managed Comics retailers up front.
Yeah.
Then we're also going to be doing, anybody else who contributes is going to be getting their own unique reporting. And we will be making a limited number of these like industry-wide reports, like what we're talking about today. They're going to come out through our monthly newsletter that you can sign up for at our website, pranadm.com. And we're going to be doing that, I think, once a month, starting, I think it's the second or third week of November, essentially kind of filling this out and beginning to share some of the new stuff that we're seeing.
That's awesome. That is awesome. And it is kind of a big deal. Like you said, Distillery made a big, big press release. Like, this was my favorite thing. Look at that big number 9.
Thank you, Chip.
It's amazing. Chip Mosier from Distillery, who really, really pimped this. And what's awesome is I think this also helped to feed into the news cycle. So
this
immediately got coverage on the Beat. I think the Beat kind of broke it first, but right after that, Graham McMillan at Popverse posted this, which was great.
That was wonderful. And when he did that, I was like, oh, if Graham understands what I'm trying to say, like, that is an indicator that we're getting this right.
Yeah, you know? Exactly.
Because that's the goal here, because he understood completely.
Absolutely. Yeah. You had an interview on ICV2.
That's correct.
Yeah, this handsome photo that I know you love so much.
This photo drives me crazy. Everybody in my team loves this photo, and I'm like, who is this? I don't even know this guy.
That's awesome. Whatever. And then you just had a really great interview on David Harper's Sketched.com.
Yeah.
People should definitely check that out. You know, spoiler alert, it is paywalled, but it's is it? Like, David Harper's site is paywalled, but it's like, if you're not paying that money for that, like, the amount of amazing comics journalism that guy does, it's just staggering. So yeah,
honestly, if you are nerdy enough to be watching Brian and I talk for 20 minutes, right, you are definitely nerdy enough to be paying for David Harper's stuff.
Like, it's, I want to say I paid $20 a year.
Something like
it's
that.
Something obviously, like, so it's embarrassingly
a little that I forgot that I was paying
for it. Yeah. It's true. I just like this. I like this quote, so I grabbed it. I don't believe we ever had sales data. The stuff that was put together by Comicron and ICV2 was based on ranking that Diamond comic distributors would put out. Occasionally, those numbers would come directly from publishers, and they would use that as a Rosetta Stone, and that Rosetta Stone would then algorithmically set the amounts for everything else. So, like, yeah, this is the first time that we're actually seeing data from based on what customers are actually doing and not based on orders that are being placed. I think that's a really, really different thing.
And I think that's it's important to really touch on, because if it's just a horse race, if it's just Marvel's beating DC again, right? Or hey, DC's, I mean, that horse race, that's interesting enough to like keep a blog going. But it's not interesting in a way that's actually going to help stores. It's not going to interesting in a way that's going to help publishers.
No.
So, like, if you're doing that, like, I mean, you're just doing it for entertainment purposes. It's not a tool. So our goal was to create a tool. Now, it is it is good to note that all of this came out of Diamond trying to create a tool that kind of failed, which was they put out a list. The idea was that they put out this list and everything is plus or minus Batman. So if you have the Batman number, you can guess, you know, what you should be ordering of everything else. And it was all iffy.
I think what's key to this, too, is that this is going to help to find the beneath the trees before beneath the trees final order cutoff is out. So if as an industry, we start seeing things spiking up, we can put out the alarm and say, hey, everybody should take a look at this book because it's trending in the right direction. Conversely, we can have conversations with publishers and say, hey, you know that big thing that you're trying to do right now? It ain't landing.
Right.
You might want to try and adjust your marketing around
that. Part of the problem I think that comics retailers have had in my career in comics retail, which is now, 30 years, each one of them is living in this sort of, they're very isolated, right? They're by their nature very independent, and many of them very guarded with their information. Mm-hmm. And I think that leads to them assuming that the thing they're going through, everybody else is going through, or assuming that what they're going through, no one else is going through.
Right.
And both of those assumptions are usually wrong. So what I'm hopeful for is that what we can say is this is what's happening in the industry overall, so that we don't have retailers who are trying to, you know, be taken seriously for something that really only affects a small group.
Yeah.
It's a challenge that every publisher faces in trying to deal with retailers. And it's a challenge I think that retailers have in that they don't understand where their voice, how much their voice weight should be.
Yeah. I'm going to real quick explain how the data works. So first of all, this data is double blind, meaning that Adam and his team do not ever touch managed comics data. They get an aggregate number that can't be tied to the stores. And Adam has been very adamant about the fact that he doesn't ever want to release geographic numbers. That's not what this is about.
Yeah.
And because this data is so valuable, we have super tight controls over it. On the managed comic side, there are literally only two humans in existence who can access the database. One of those computers is literally sitting next to me, and the other one is about a 10-minute drive away from me. So that's super important. With Shopify, we have some very, very strict rules. So this stuff that Adam is getting is basically cleaned of all identifying factors.
And even if we had the opportunity, I wouldn't want it for many, many reasons. I'm happy to go into another time, but
yeah. This is the exact view that Adam has in GeekFetch. So this is what he can see. And the dimensions are around activity period. So a period during which subscriptions and pre-orders are changed. Adam save this for later for when you ask me this in 2 weeks.
I'm like, shut up. There's two different date ranges.
I get more emails about what's the difference between date range and activity period again?
And you keep saying, I don't know, I'll ask. I don't know, I'll ask.
Well, luckily I wrote it. I wrote it down. So the date period is either an FOC or a new release period. So if we want to see, for example, what activity happened the first week, the first 2 days of an FOC versus the last 2 days, we can do that by a combination of the date range of the FOC and the activity period that we're looking at. So that would be how we would do that kind of information. Then it breaks, once Adam creates that report, it's going to break it down like this so that he gets access to the quantity of subscriptions, pre-orders, shelf copies, subsold, shelf sold, et cetera, et cetera. And if we break the data down even more, this is how granular it gets. So it gets into the number of stores reporting sales and the number of stores reporting ordering activity. I've had a couple of people ask me, how do we know if our store is in that data? We don't. I don't know. I would have to remove that data on the managed comic side, which we currently don't have the capability to do. So that's the long answer. It's so blind that I couldn't tell you if your store is in it. If your store didn't report ordering data during that activity period, then we wouldn't know anything about your activity or your ordering. Yeah, that's about it for the data. You want to give some shout outs?
Well, before we do that, I do want to say I have my own little tinfoil hat concern for getting this data out. If we're talking, you know, when I talk to people like BookScan, Circana, and those sorts of organizations, what they want to know is what is selling by region, what is selling by zip code. I know this is an identifier. I know that we're now getting into proprietary data. I also have my own personal suspicions that there's many of the problems that many bookstores have had in dealing with big box stores taking over the neighborhood stores was because of that data. Don't think that that's a valuable data set for this group. I want to make sure that we're protecting the comic shops at all costs.
Yeah, that's right, awesome.
That's my
there decision. You go.
All right. Yes, let's get to shout outs. Because I could not do this without Anthony Militano. He is my resident MBA. He's my resident data nerd. His day job these days is working in a bank. He loves numbers in a way that's a little unhealthy. So I absolutely love him for this. And this is the rest of my team. With Anthony, we also have Steph, we have Anne, we have Megan. This crew is like the reason that we've grown so quickly, especially this year, has been because of this crew. And I cannot say thank you to these guys enough.
That's awesome. Yeah. Shout out your comic shop checkup.
So we do a service, free service for comics retailers, called the Comic Shop Checkup. Basically, step process is not entirely true. I should have caught this when you gave me the review. First thing is you do is you go on here, you click on this, you give us some information about your stores. Then we ask you things about services that you use, and we will compare the services that we have analyzed and the services that are available that any other store has come and done this service with us. And we find ways to save you money. Oftentimes it's things like credit cards or the payroll service that you use or any of the other 100 different things that every small business has to have in order to do business. We're finding ways for you to save money on them. On average, we're saving stores $9,604 a year.
Good gravy.
Yeah. That's amazing. That's as you said, I think in a slide, a luxury vacation every year.
That's amazing.
So if you want to take a few minutes, it only takes like 10 or 15 minutes, just make sure that you reach out to that. Thank you, Jeff, for the plug. We're legitimately trying to make things better for comic shops because as you grow, we grow. Right. That by me and Brian and also everybody else in the comics industry. We need a healthy comic shop.
For sure. Anybody in the chat have any questions? If you do, now's the time to ask. We got just a couple minutes left before we're going to have to go to our various Halloween festivities. Tony Cade says big comic stories need to be promoted to the general public before they are sold out. Absolutely. That's what this is all about, making sure that you are aware when something big is happening across the board, and we can send out those quick alerts that say, hey, seismic disturbance discovered. Power Fantasy is doing really well, and I don't care. I'm gonna pimp on Power Fantasy as much as I can, because I really enjoy it. So,
well, and the goal is to give you also the information so that you are stocking up when everybody else is sold out. You still have shelf copies to sell, right?
Yeah, for sure. Any other questions before we wrap things up here?
Man, we are getting into a tight 30. I'm so impressed,
dude. If I know one thing, it's a tight 30. That's become my whole thing. With me, if you want to talk more about Managed Comics, book a meeting with me here at managedcomics.com/meeting. Love to talk to you more. You should also talk to our friends at Comic Shop Assistant. You can find them at, I believe it's comicshopassistant.com. They're also providing this data. So anything that we said where we said Managed Comics, you can also infer it also meant Comic Shop Assistant. So you'll be getting the same data that we do. Got awesome. Another, not a question, but I can't wait until this data is more widely available, because this would change the game. Awesome that's job. Great. Thank you, Corey. Corey is a Managed Comics user, so that's awesome. And look at my partner, Craig, giving us applause. Look at that.
Thank you, Craig.
Well, that is going to give us a tight 30. Boom. Thank you so much for joining me today, Adam.
I'm going to put on my costume here.
I'm going Grunkle Stan.
As Stan. I'm just going to. The headphones are not normally involved, but you know.
I love it.
Grunkle Stan's podcast hour.
That's spectacular. Right, before we leave, Jeff Frigley has this to say. The fan confidence rating is going to be a huge help for publishers, retailers, and consumers alike. Great work, boys. Comics are lucky to have people like yourselves looking for a better way forward. Hey, same to you, buddy. From one bro to another. Thanks a lot, Jeff. All right, folks, that's going to do it for this time. Thank you so much and take care.
Good treat.
All right, that's going to do it for this week. Tune in next week when we have a brand new, all awesome Data Bros. But in the meantime, we want to hear from you. Write to us at podcast@databrosinc.com. Don't forget to like, rate, and subscribe to Data Bros Inc. on your favorite podcast app, or watch us online at youtube.com/databrosinc. And you'll find the Data Bros and all of our projects at databrosinc.com. You can also learn about the Comet Standard at cometstandard.com. I'm Brian Garside, and you can find me on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube at Managed Comics, where you'll discover everything you need to know about Managed Comics, or visit managedcomics.com.
I'm Django, and you can find out more about me and the system Jeff and I run called Comic Shop Assistant at comicshopassistant.com.
And I'm Jeff, and you'll find me at the comic shop that Django and I run, The Comics Place in Bellingham, Washington, and you can listen to us every week on a perfectly acceptable podcast. That's all for now. See you real soon.
The Data Bros is a joint project from the teams behind Comic Shop Assistant and Managed Comics. Data Bros are Django Boren, Jeff Figley, and Brian Garside. Brian Garside produces and edits the episode. And you'll find more about the Data Bros online at databrosinc.com. Subscribe, like, and review the Data Bros on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.